Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. It is the eve of the big Democrat presidential debates, one on Wednesday night, one on Thursday night. And a lot of people already making their way to Miami on both sides of the political aisle, getting set for what should be a lot of fun. We've got debate watch parties both Wednesday and Thursday night at Rhythm Kitchen here in Southern Nevada. It's absolutely free. I hope you'll come by, have some laughs on the Democrats, if you would please. We talked about how folks on both sides of the political aisle are converging on Miami, Florida, the site of the two debates. Alfredo Ortiz is joining us. He is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He's an avid Latino supporter for President Trump, and he joins us from Miami. Good morning, Alfredo.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing absolutely great. You guys just finished a news conference. What was this all about?
Well, it's still going, almost wrapping up. It's fantastic. I'm not sure if you can hear it in the background, but lots of screaming Latinos and Hispanics for Trump. Excited and looking forward to four more years of low taxes and less regulation.
I know that the president got 25% of the Hispanic vote in 2016. Can he do better in 2020?
Oh, he absolutely did. He actually he did even a little bit better than that. And, in fact, he did better than Romney. He got 26% overall, and I think he can go well above that. And we are here to make sure that that happens. It's a great coalition of business leaders, advocacy leaders, community leaders, and I'll tell you, this group right here that's here today, just excited for that challenge and excited to deliver, especially here in South Florida, where, as you know, the Democrats are having their debate. I tell you, they probably picked the wrong place to start talking about socialism, given how many people, Hispanics and Latinos from South Florida, fled these socialist countries. I think they're in for a little bit of a rude awakening.
Alfredo, I want to ask you, because I think there's a perception among the rest of the population that Latinos they vote the same. They vote one issue, and that issue is illegal immigration. Is that true or not true?
No. I mean, that is, again, one of the issues that I think there's a big issue overall that the Democrats believe that Hispanics are monolithic, that is all that they care about. But they care about things just like we do. They care about their jobs. They care about education. They care about a strong economy. And they actually do care about border security. Just right now, this entire room erupted just a couple of minutes ago. They were all chanting, build that wall. Because they know that tight border security is important for their communities to make sure that these communities are safe and sound. And so, again, this is something that I think the Democrats just have a complete misunderstanding of the Latino and Hispanic community. And that's why I believe that 2020 is going to be a massive surprise. And I think they're going to deliver President Trump to victory.
Again, Alfredo Ortiz joining us, the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He's an avid Latino supporter of the president. What are the things the president has done so far in just 2.5 years that are going to resonate with the Hispanic community?
Yeah, so I think the biggest part, if you look right now, record low unemployment. I mean, the economy is red hot, and that has translated into jobs overall for Hispanics, but also you know, Hispanics and Latinos are extremely strong entrepreneurs. And in fact, Hispanic women, Latina women, it's the number one area of growth of small businesses, Latina women. And that is something that the president has done a tremendous job. I call him kind of the trifecta of wins for small business because he's lowered red tape, gotten rid of tons of regulation. He's brought taxes down and he's freed up capital. Access to capital was very, very difficult under the Obama administration. And this president, President Trump, has done a tremendous job to address that. All those things have really done an amazing job of feeding economic prosperity to Hispanics and small business entrepreneurs across the country. And I think that's going to be a major piece of what we talk about going forward.
Alfredo, explain why, if you can, why traditionally, at least, Hispanics have voted Democrat. Is there a reason why?
You know, I think there is a big part of that has been traditionally on the immigration front. But things have evolved since those days. And I think really when you start looking at what is being delivered for Hispanics, they're understanding that an environment that isn't a socialist environment, which is what really the Democrats are proposing, that an area, you know, where you've got less taxes and less red tape, that's going to be powerful for everybody. And everybody's going to be able to benefit from that. And I think that's why this is starting to shift. And I don't think the Democrats understand it. I mean, I'm sure you can hear it in the background right now. You can hear the chants, USA, USA. This is a crowd that's crazy about Trump and really looking forward to a major victory in 2020.
Let me just ask you, I'm curious, the issues that resonate with Latinos, you rattled some of them off, the economy. And the economy, am I right? The economy in the Hispanic community has improved dramatically just over the last 2.5 years.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. When you look at the number of jobs created since inauguration for Hispanics and Latinos, almost 2 million new jobs created for that. And I talk about entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs that are Hispanics and Latinos are hiring more Americans than any other American ethnic group out there. And so it's an amazing opportunity to continue to be able to, you know, leverage some of the wonderful, principles of free enterprise that the Trump administration has put forward. Is to do that right now for the Hispanic community. And they know that that's what's going to be the ticket. Look, if you think about how a lot of these folks, especially here, we're in Miami in southern Florida, a lot of these folks are Hispanics and Latinos fled these socialist countries, these socialist regimes, right? They know that that system is broken and doesn't work. And they will refuse that system here in this country. And I'm telling you, I think Florida is going to be a big win for President Trump in 2020.
I want to ask you about the 800-pound elephant in the room whenever we talk about the Latino vote, and that is immigration reform. Is there an immigration reform policy that the president could support that could be supported by mainstream Latinos?
You know, I think so, and I know that's been discussed. You know, that's not necessarily my bailiwick, to be honest with you. We don't get that much into it. I run an organization called Job Creators Network. We really focus on jobs and the economy, but I'll tell you that overall, friends of mine who are really dealing with that on the immigration side under the Trump administration, I know that there's a policy in place that I think the American public could buy into, and the left and the right, could possibly come to the party. But we need people to come to the table, and I think President Trump has come to the table with ideas and policies, but frankly, the left refuses to sit down with him.
Let me ask you, you've got 24, maybe 25 Democrat presidential wannabes. Only 20 will make the stage tomorrow night and Thursday night. And I'm curious your thoughts. There is Julian Castro, who, by the way, only because I worked in San Antonio for a bunch of years before I came to Las Vegas, I know this for a fact. He didn't speak Spanish when he was the mayor of San Antonio. His mother badgered him into taking a course to learn Spanish. But I'm curious if there are any candidates out there that have impressed you in any way, shape, or form that might be palatable for Latino voters.
Well, from my perspective, you said that have impressed me. No, that was an easy answer because none of the Democrats have impressed me. I know that from my perspective, and I think anybody who believes in free enterprise in this country, unfortunately, there isn't a single candidate out there that represents the principles and policies that the Trump administration has put forth that has proven that this is the model that works for this country.
Again, joining us, Alfredo Ortiz, the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He is an avid Latino supporter of the president, and he is in South Florida rallying Hispanics. What is your sense right now, if indeed the president got 25, 26% of the vote, how good can that get in 2020? Do you get a sense that he could have 30, 35% of the Hispanic vote come November 3rd, 2020?
Well, my prognostication does not reflect the coalition in any way, shape, or form, but if you're just asking myself, Alfredo Ortiz here, my prediction is we're going to see 32, 33% of the Hispanic vote in 2020.
Now, as you know, the president was scheduling deportation for upwards of a million people, many of them, I'm sure, Hispanic. Does that help or hurt the president in the Hispanic community?
You know, when you look, again, I just mentioned just a little bit ago, just before we started our interview, the chance of build that wall that were in that room. This is literally an entire room full of Hispanics, many from, you know, Mexico, socialist or other, you know, socialist countries like Nicaragua, Venezuela. Again, the safety of the community that Hispanics and Latinos live in is paramount, and border security leads to that, improves, you know, safety in those communities. And so, you know, I think a lot, if you look at some of those deportations, a lot of these folks, you know, were had criminal backgrounds that, frankly, I think terrorized the communities in which these Hispanics and Latinos live in. And I think that's something that, quite frankly, here in South Florida, I think also helped Ron DeSantis win his seat last year.
You know, I was just thinking as we were talking, it's no surprise that the Democrats chose Miami, Florida, in the state of Florida, for their first televised presidential debates. And it got me to thinking, if the president does better, if he does 32, 34% among Latinos, does that make you feel better about the president's chances of taking Florida? Because most people concede that Florida is a linchpin. It is essential that the president win Florida. Whoever wins Florida probably will win the election. Does it make you feel better, though, assuming that the president does make advances after getting 26% in 2016?
Yeah, I you know, my personal prediction is that we'll see those numbers in the low 30s, up from the 26% range, and I think Florida has a great opportunity of really leaning towards the president in 2020. And I actually think, you know, when the Democrats look back, I think they're going to regret starting their first debate in Miami.
Alfredo, if folks want to know more about what you're up to, either through Job Creators Network or the Coalition, where can they go? Is there a website? Is there a Facebook page? What?
Yeah, for Job Creators Network, it's jobcreatorsnetwork.com. And for Latino Coalition, it's latinocoalition.com. And make sure you look for Donald J. Trump's name on there, because there's a couple other sites out there. So make sure you look for the original.
Alfredo, thank you so much. Enjoy your time in South Florida. Maybe you'll find time to find South Beach. You know where South Beach is, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. We're going to be pretty busy with the debates and everything. And I apologize. I've lost my voice. I've been here for the past few hours, and it's pretty loud in the background. So hopefully,
no, you were great.
You were able to hear me.
Okay. You were great, Alfredo. Thank you so much, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Alfredo Ortiz, the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. More to come as we continue. Coming up, the woman who is now accusing the president 20 years later of what might be legal, legally speaking, forcible rape. That's what she's saying. But is she willing to, have him prosecuted? We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local. Now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid.
Big show coming up, contagious. Tommy White will give us an update on Raiders Stadium construction project. They had some problems with some trusses, and we're going to find out, are we still on track for July 2020 opening up the new Raider Stadium here in Las Vegas? A lot to talk about today. Oh, by the way, some weather information to pass along. There's a fire weather watch for that is in effect till Thursday at 11 a.m. Till Thursday for Pahrump and Amargosa Valley, red flag warnings in Hawthorne, along with a lake wind advisory. So stay with this radio station, this Nevada Talk radio station. We'll have the very latest on what's going on weather-wise, because it's an ever-changing situation. Coming up, there is a there's a woman. I don't have time to get her entire statement in. By the name of E. Jean Carroll. She is an author. She has a book out. I'm not going to promote her book. I promise I won't. But she is accusing the president of essentially forcible rape. When asked if she would be willing to prosecute or via civil suit. And remember, in New York State, they do not have a statute of limitations on forcible rape. But she refuses to do much beyond have a news conference, go on CNN on just about all of their shows. A lot of the networks aren't touching her. Again, this was stuff that happened in like 1995, 96. And it was a one-time thing in a department store changing room. It's just, no, the story itself is amazing. And I got to tell you, it's, in my mind, it's not believable. Even though she has corroborating witnesses, girlfriends or whatever, or folks, you know, friends of hers, that she told of this story years ago, 20 years ago. Unbelievable. Anyway, more on that. In fact, coming up in our next segment, we'll let you hear from the woman herself. It's E. Jean Carroll. Anybody out there recognize that name? I had never heard of her. Supposedly, she's an author and a writer. No, that's the only thing I know about her, believe it or not. I mean, it's just bizarre. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll hear from this woman, E. Jean Carroll, was on with Lawrence O'Donnell the other night. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill continuing about security vulnerabilities at America's airports. Opening the hearing, Democratic Chairman Elijah Cummings accused the Trump administration of shifting TSA resources from airports to the southern border.
Instead of focusing on trying to resolve these vulnerabilities, is actually aggravating them by taking TSA staff out of our nation's airports.
Republican Jim Jordan says the moving of those resources is being done because of a growing crisis at the southern border that Democrats have closed their eyes to. Convicted drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was scheduled to learn his sentencing fate today, but sentencing, which could include life in prison, has now been rescheduled to July 17th. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Determination and teamwork propels Chastain one step closer to title contention. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Members get more, like a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. Looking to protect your engine? Regular oil and oil filter changes are the best way to keep your engine running strong and running long. And if you're looking to do the job yourself, AutoZone can help. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
NASCAR salutes refreshed by Coca-Cola honors the military like no other sport.
All right, guys, what this weekend is really about, guys like the 40 names on the windshield that gave everything they could give so that we could be free.
Freedom is one of the reasons why people like myself are in this country.
Do you feel the patriotism behind the whole day?
There's a little bit more pride in yourself and your country.
Catch all the NASCAR action at Sonoma, Sunday 3 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
1 week after losing a victory in the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series because of a post-race technical inspection violation in Iowa, Nice Motorsports and driver Ross Chastain bounced back in a big way on Saturday night, winning at Worldwide Technology Raceway in Illinois. A win that Chastain said was about his small team putting a perfect night together.
Well, I'm not saying we had the fastest truck tonight, but it was about execution and just... So my last thing I say before the race with this team is execute. But that's all we have to do and we can win.
The win moves Chastain one step closer to the eight-driver playoffs as he must be in the top 20 in the series standings to contend. He is currently 48 points out of the top 20 after starting to earn points in the series just three races ago. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
You gotta love it. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. Coming up top of the hour, Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager there, progress report on the Raiders Stadium project. Those of you in Southern Nevada, if you are driving down along I-15 near the Strip, you will see on one side the Strip and on the other side this big construction project that looks, it's beginning to look like a stadium. Really cool. I promised you I'd let you hear from this E. Jean Carroll. She is the woman that is 20 years after the fact accusing the president of what amounts to forcible rape, was on with Lawrence O'Donnell and gives a what I can just call a Looney Tunes explanation why she's not bringing rape charges against Donald J. Trump, who just happens to be the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States. This was E. Jean Carroll.
The exact details of what happened are very precise in your article. A prosecutor earlier on MSNBC, going through those details, said that she would describe it as first-degree rape. It did include every element that people think of as classic rape, a man raping a woman, in that space that you say was probably in your memory about 3 minutes.
And then
you're out the door. And you, when you get home, you take off what you were wearing. And in your article, you point out in the last lines that you've never worn it since, and it was still hanging exactly as you left it that day, unlaundered, and that's what you're wearing on the cover of New York Magazine now. Why did you keep it? Why was it there that way?
Well, do you have lucky clothes? Do you have like a lucky jeans?
I have a baseball glove that's the oldest thing I own.
And that's a lucky glove.
From high school, yes.
Right. So we have lucky things, and this dress was unlucky. So when I hung it up, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is a talisman. I just never wanted to put it on again because it had horrible memories. So it just hung there. I didn't bag it up. I didn't do anything. I just sat there behind the raincoats. That's it.
I want to listen to what Maya Wiley said, actually, 2 hours ago on Chris Hayes' show here on this network about this evidence that you describe, including the clothing. Let's listen to this.
New York State no longer has a statute of limitations on first-degree rape. Hmm. That doesn't mean that in this case she is necessarily saying she would bring a rape charge, but this would be a first, from what I understand of the facts, this is potentially a first-degree rape case which doesn't have a statute of limitations, and she has the coat.
And she also indicated that if the coat has not been laundered, there could conceivably be evidence of some kind.
How can that be possible?
She's a prosecutor. She's been.
She should know.
Yeah. Would you consider bringing a rape charge against Donald Trump for this? Why not?
I would find it disrespectful to the women who are down on the border who are being raped around the clock down there without any protection. They're young women. They've, you know, tried to come into the country. They're, as you know, they're there by the thousand. The women have very little protection there. It would just be disrespectful if I, you know, and mine was 3 minutes. I'm a mature woman. I can handle it. I can keep going. You know, my life has gone on. I'm a happy woman. But for the women down there, and for the women, actually, around the world, you know, in every culture this is going on, no matter high in society or low in society, it just seems disrespectful that I would bring a... It just doesn't make sense to me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think something stinks about this woman's story.
You are fake news.
Well, and maybe it's fake news. Maybe that's what's got me a little steamed by this. If the woman was raped, then come forward like you have, not just to write a book, not just to promote a book or a magazine article. But if you're going to come back, if you're going to come out and accuse the president of the United States 20 years ago, 20 years removed, if you're going to accuse him of forcible rape, then you need to fess up. Nah, it's true. It's true. That's why a lot of the networks aren't even touching this woman with a 10-foot pole. CNN and MSNBC have put her on extensively.
Nip it in the bud.
And that's what we're going to do. I want to get to real news. Mayor Pete, as you well know, is in trouble. His candidacy in trouble. Pete Buttigieg, apparently having some problems in his hometown of South Bend, Indiana, with African Americans and police brutality and a whole bunch of other issues. I find it interesting, because Mayor Pete tried to equate this to the struggles, you know, the struggles of gay and lesbians to those of, you know, other civil rights folks, meaning African Americans.
Let's go to cut four, because this is Sarah Kate Ellis. She is the president of GLAAD, an organization that supports LGBTQ. In fact, she likes, but disagrees with Mayor Pete on comparing the struggle of blacks versus those of LGBTQ. Listen to this.
I mean, you can still get fired, and people do in a lot of parts of the country because of who you are. And there are a lot of serious issues, which is why I think we need an Equality Act. But you look at the trajectory of equality for LGBT people, and you compare it to the struggle that is going on for Black America to this day. And you got to ask the question, how come one moved so quickly and the other is plodding along generationally at such a slow pace?
So he recognizes Black America's struggle. What do you make of his observation there?
I don't think you can compare the two, quite frankly. I think that the struggle for LGBTQ equality, we've been an invisible group or community, and our visibility has been so important to the community. And I think that what I like about Mayor Pete has been his visibility as an out presidential candidate, and that he has used that platform to raise awareness about LGBTQ issues. But LGBTQ community is intersectional. We are women, we are people of color, we are immigrants. And so that's one part of our community. That is not the whole of our community. And usually the most marginalized in our community, of course, don't have the loudest voices. And so that's really important at a time like this, especially when we're up against so much hate and discrimination.
What do you, you know, as a president of, because he you know, he touches on he's gay, and then he has these issues with the Black community. So then how does he handle this, and how has he handled this?
I think that the best way he could handle this, which is the part that I'm waiting to see, is the empathy. Right? As someone who has been closeted for a large part of their life and knows what it's like to be discriminated against or not have the same opportunities, I think that there's an empathy that can bring us all together.
But do you think he understands, because I deal with both. So being closeted, no one knew.
Right.
But everyone sees that I'm Black.
Yes.
So you understand?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why you can't compare the two, right? Because we've been fighting for our visibility. The visibility of Black people in America has been put a target on their backs, right? And so I think that you really can't compare the two. However, what I was saying was that we are, you know, LGBTQ people are Black people. And I think we all have a struggle, a civil rights struggle. Not, you know, this is not a race to the bottom of whose is worse or whose is better. I think that this is more about we can understand struggle, yeah. Right? And understanding struggle is what can bring us all together.
Okay. Listen, I've got to go. I'm over now, but
there you go. Don Lemon with Sarah Kate Ellis. The president of GLAAD nationally. Coming up, Mayor Pete's got problems with the African-American community in his own community, but he also has some people that are speaking up for him. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. 3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
So you can. Why did you choose then to do this?
Because I got fired.
I understand that.
He didn't choose.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Big show today. Very excited. We're going to have Tommy White on, the Laborers Union Local 872 business manager, with an update. He's been traveling the state over the course of the last couple of weeks, hasn't been with us, but we're going to get an update on the Raider Stadium project. And some of the talk that's been going around, are they on schedule? Are they going to make July 2020? We'll do that coming up just after 10 o'clock at the top of the hour. At 11 o'clock, a guy we've been trying to get on for a long time. He is a kingmaker. He is a former... he worked in the West Wing under President George H.W. Bush. He is a former ambassador to Iceland. This guy is amazing, and he lives right here in Las Vegas. He's Sig Rogich, and we'll get a chance to visit with him coming up just after 11 o'clock. And we'll talk about the state of our community, the state of our state, the state of our community with Sig Rogich coming up a little bit later on. I want you to hear
from Tom Cotton. You know, there's been a lot of talk that the president has backed down on Iran. He's backed down on the, you know, the deportations, and that somehow there is some sort of upheaval in the Trump administration. It's not true. But I want you to hear from Tom Cotton. He is a senator from Arkansas. This is cut two, by the way. Was on with Shannon Bream last night, and that the president has a clear strategy against Iran. There's some talk from Democrats that the president is wavering in some way. But listen to Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, on with Shannon Bream on Fox News Channel.
One of your Democratic colleagues, Senator Chris Coons, had this to say. He's asking questions about where this is going long term, what the White House plan is. Here's his take.
I am glad, frankly relieved, that we are not in a military conflict right now with Iran, but I am concerned about the absence of a clear strategy from the administration and an explanation to the Congress about exactly how the president sees the way forward in U.S.-Iranian relations.
A couple of things, Senator. Do you think that the president needs further authorization from Congress to move on a potential military action or strike with regard to Iran? And do you think there is a clear strategy from this administration?
Well, first, the president, any president, always has the constitutional authority to protect Americans and to defend our interests. Barack Obama conducted a bombing campaign against Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 that is far more extensive than anything I would suggest at this time to our president. If the Iranians were to attack an American ship or aircraft, or their proxies were to attack Americans in places like Iraq, then no, the president does not need to come to Congress for some kind of authorization for such immediate quick strike authority. Second, there is a clear strategy. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has laid it down at length. The president has alluded to that strategy as well. Not only will we not tolerate Iran developing a nuclear weapon, Iran has to start to act like a normal and civilized nation. That's not too much to ask of it, to quit supplying missiles that can be shot into its neighbor's territory and killing their citizens, as just happened this morning in Saudi Arabia, to stop supporting terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, to stop the kind of attacks that we've seen on the high seas in recent weeks. Those are not big demands of any nation.
I want you to hear, you know, we were talking about Mayor Pete and how his campaign has suffered what might be a mortal wound. The video that you've seen of that town hall where African Americans were up in arms about Pete Buttigieg and his administration's treatment of African Americans, the cops, how they've been dealing with African Americans in South Bend, Indiana. But I want you to hear somebody that stood up and talked for Mayor Pete. He is the Reverend Michael Patton, and he is the president of the South Bend chapter of the NAACP. He, for one, gives Mayor Pete very high marks. Here it is.
How do you think Buttigieg has handled this crisis in your community?
I think he's handled it well thus far. We've taken some action to address some of the things that we've been confronted with. He has brought our community together, brought a number of leaders together to confer one with another in regards to the challenges that our community is facing.
Yeah. So the mayor is saying that he is ultimately responsible for what happened in the city. I mean, he said it there in the soundbite you just heard. That's something that a lot of other presidential candidates who aren't mayors or governors don't have to deal with while they're campaigning. Is he doing the right thing, you think, by taking responsibility here?
Yeah, he's a leader. Every leader would do the same thing in taking responsibility for what they're responsible for. And so I applaud him for saying what he said thus far.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I want to get this because this is this just came in tonight. Okay, Pastor says tonight the South Bend Police Union is accusing the mayor of playing politics. Here's what they say: they say Mayor Buttigieg's focus on this incident is solely for his political gain and not the health of the city he serves. They say he hasn't focused on other shootings and deaths in the city. What's your response to that?
Well, that's their opinion. I think as we look at the overall situation, that there have been action-oriented steps that we have taken thus far to address what we are confronting currently. Our community is hurting. Our community is frustrated. Our community is experiencing pain. And certainly as I look at what we've done thus far in bringing our communities together to allow for them to express themselves, I think we're taking the right steps towards healing. Now, we have a long ways to go. However, I'm believing that this process, as we look at the challenges before us and create initiatives and steps to move forward, will bring us to a place of healing.
That's the Reverend Michael Patton. He is the president of the South Bend chapter of the NAACP. So at least locally, he and the NAACP are on the same wavelength. Whether he remains a candidate or not, I think may be determined in the next couple of days. Don't forget, tomorrow.
Anything's really possible.
That's true. That's true. Don't forget, though, both tomorrow night and Thursday night, Democrats will be on the stage in Miami, presidential wannabes, but only 20 of the 24 or 25 candidates. Joe Sestak, a former congressman from Pennsylvania, is the latest, who just jumped into the race like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. This is, and by the way, tomorrow night is going to be a hoot. If you're going to be in Southern Nevada over the next couple of nights, come on down to Rhythm Kitchen. It's absolutely free. We're going to have debate watch parties. So make sure you wear your... Yeah. That's what it'll be like. Howling at the moon. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around. Tommy White will join us. Laborers Union Local 872. We're going to find out about the Raiders Stadium project. Is it still on track? They've got some problems with some dust. I don't know what it means. That's what it said. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Pow, pow, pow!